The purpose of this exercise is to help you move through the layers of your experience so you can encounter the inner wisdom, the light, the love, the healing thoughts that reside deep within your mind. It is important to remember that all of these layers need not be resisted or feared. You only need to be willing to travel inward through the layers with the intention and the goal to listen only to your inner teacher. This is difficult at times when the stories that we hear, or the sight that we see, or the emotion that we feel seems painful, overwhelming. So I would like to lead you through the layers in a gentle way so that you won't be afraid and that you will see that there is no reason to fear going within. So let's begin with this idea that right now all the information that you are gaining about what is going on, about yourself, about the world, even about your Creator, is coming from your five senses. You gain information about the world through your five senses, and these five senses seem to tell you things that are facts. But really, the five senses are giving you information that's coming from the baser part of your mind. They report sight, or sound, or touch, or smell, or feeling. But they do not give you information that is coming from inner wisdom. And so the first thing to do is to recognize that all the five senses can be turned off simply by not paying attention, by recognizing that this information is meaningless if you want to find peace and happiness and freedom from pain. And so to turn away from the five senses and recognize they are meaningless, we will go to the breath. Notice your breathing. Be very mindful of the experience of breathing. Slow it down step by step. Put all of your attention on your breath and not on the five senses. Notice that you are breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice what happens to the body when you breathe. Your chest expands and then contracts. Your cells fill up with oxygen. So just take a moment and put all of your attention on your breathing. And now that you have turned your attention away from the five senses and onto the breath, we will now turn our attention from the breath onto the heart. Feel what is in the heart. Feel the emotion. Remember that emotion is really just coming from thoughts. That is all. Emotions can't hurt you. They pass through without any harm to you, like a wave rising up and flowing out into the ocean. it is safe to feel whatever this is. So take a moment and feel what is in the heart. And now that we have put your attention from the breath to the emotion, we will go to the next layer within, which is thought. We will now gently notice thoughts and beliefs. We will do this like a parade going by. These thoughts about the world, about you, about others, are also coming from the baser part of your mind, the part of your mind that is not wisdom, the part of your mind that is confused and doesn't understand, but has developed ideas that it now calls facts. It is important, though, to notice what these ideas are, to notice without judging, to not deny or fight against thought or interact with them. This gives them power. And so we will watch thoughts and beliefs like a parade, remembering that although they may be disturbing, upsetting, and although they may bring emotion, that does not mean they are true. They are only beliefs, not the truth. Because if they were truth, you would be having an experience of love, of peace, of joy, of innocence, of wholeness, of unity. So as you watch these thoughts, watch like a parade going by. And if it's important or helpful to you, say in your mind as they go by, these are only beliefs, not the truth. It is safe to watch and allow. Now that you have put your attention on thought, there is still another layer that you must travel through before you encounter your wisdom, your light, your love. We'll call this layer the mind's mental images. These images are either from the past, which we will call memory, or they are images of the future, which we will call imagining. These mental images, both from the past and the future, seem to grab our attention. They seem to make pictures in which we judge the pictures as true. But it's important to remember that mental images, whether they're from memories or from a future that hasn't yet happened, is not the truth. But they do clog up our mind. And so let's just take a moment to notice that we do have these mental images. Just notice them without judgment. Remember, a mental image from the past is over, so it cannot touch you. And the future hasn't happened yet. So as you notice these mental images, both of past and future, say to yourself, the past is over, it cannot touch me, and the future hasn't happened yet. And so I can let these mental images go. All there is in this moment is peace. Remember, that you cannot truly know or understand anything without the light of God. And so now that you have put your attention on the mental images and let those go by, you can now reach the light. Ask for the light. Invite wisdom in to your awareness. Desire it. It is the only thing that will bring you peace. It is the only thing that will bring you happiness. It will tell you beautiful things about yourself, that you are worthy, that you are love itself, that you are not alone. So be open to receive and be at peace.